News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Gardaí are investigating a horrific assault on a woman in Tipperary. They're looking for information on the movement of two vehicles seen driving dangerously on the evening of the incident. And the young woman who was assaulted, she's from Limerick, she's aged in her 20s. She remains at Cork University Hospital. And the circumstances around this attack and the damage caused are truly horrifying. David Raley is with us, freelance journalist in the Midwest. David, can you bring us up to speed on what happened?
Well, Anton, at about 5:30 last Saturday afternoon, a young mother who was named locally since as Scarlett Faulkner was savagely attacked by the side of the R494 road, which is located between the village of Birdhill in County Tipperary and the M7 motorway. She suffered what sources have said are catastrophic head injuries in this roadside attack. I understand Ms. Faulkner, who is a member of the travelling community in Limerick City, had been travelling in a vehicle which was intercepted by another vehicle, and she was then attacked on the roadside by one or more persons. Gardaí are still trying to ascertain how many people were involved in this attack, but it appears to have been a number of people. Videos have been shared across social media appearing to show the attack in progress, which shows a female striking a person who is lying on the side of the road with some sort of weapon. A male is shown carrying what appears to be a hatchet at the scene. It's quite a chaotic scene. It appears to have been filmed by people passing in vehicles. The emergency services were then alerted. Ms. Faulkner, who is in her 20s, she was treated at the roadside by HSE paramedics. And then after a time, she was airlifted by a Coast Guard rescue helicopter to University Hospital Limerick. She was then later transferred to Cork University Hospital, where there is a specialist head trauma unit. I understand Ms. Faulkner's condition today remains gravely ill at CUH. Investigating Gardaí, of course, closed off this road, the R494, just outside Birdhill Village, where this attack occurred, and conducted forensic and technical examinations of the roadway throughout Saturday and Sunday. Now, members of Ms. Faulkner's family have asked for people to pray for her, for Scarlett Faulkner, that she will survive this attack, number one, and that she will make a full recovery. A brother of Ms. Faulkner's wrote on Facebook, he kind of tried to jolt her on, say, come on, sister, you can do this. Everyone, please say a prayer for my sister, Scarlett. He said, love you, sister. A sister of Ms. Scarlett's wrote, I love you with all my heart. You will always be my best friend, big sister. My heart is shattered in 1 million pieces. And a cousin of the injured woman stated online, could everyone please say a prayer for my cousin Scarlett Faulkner that she makes a full recovery? Now, Anton, the motive for the attack remains unclear. However, Gardaí have appealed for witnesses and information that will help their inquiries going forward. They've appealed for road users who were on the R494 between Birdhill and the M7 between around 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock last Saturday, and who may have camera footage, including dash cam footage, to make this available to Nina Garda Station in North Tipperary. In an updated statement yesterday, Gardaí said they were specifically seeking information on the movements of two vehicles. These vehicles are a grey 162 registered Ford Transit van and a blue 161 registered Volkswagen Touran people carrier. These vehicles are suspected of having been used by persons involved in this vicious attack, and Gardaí said these vehicles had been travelling in convoy or driving dangerously between around 4:30 and 5:30 last Saturday in and around Birdhill Village, as well as the townlands of Cooleen, Crag Cross, Shower Cross, Kylebeg, Anaholty and Thornhill. They're all in sort of North Tipperary area. Also, Anton, Gardaí said they are aware of video footage of the attack circulating online, and they have asked members of the public not to share it on social media platforms or messaging apps, but to instead provide it to the investigating Gardaí.
David Raley, thank you very much. David Raley there, freelance journalist in the Midwest, bringing us the details of an assault that is just breathtaking in its savagery and brutality.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.